This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now 30 seconds into this final hour, this global transmission against tyranny. We're about to go back to the calls. If you'd like to join us on air, it's 800-259-9231. We're talking to Frank Morales, who's a author and researcher on Posse Comitatus, the militarization of police, the prison system economy that's, well, the biggest part of our economy now, what we're going into. And in the last hour, the last 2 hours, we talked a lot about this NATO takeover drill that took place in Colorado Springs the last 4 days. And I have the Australian here in front of me, as well as the AP. It says, the scenario for the exercise, which was devised by the meeting the U.S. host, was set in a fictional country of 2007. Not coincidentally, the year that the new NATO force is scheduled to be fully operational, with a new global reach, not just for North Atlantic. Other details of the scenario remain classified to encourage an open discussion among the ministers and the chiefs of defense. The scenario was not recorded, according to U.S. sources. It goes on to say that the NATO countries involved initially were uncomfortable about participating in something that could be considered a war game devised by the United States. So, see, it's a war game. And they practiced roughing people up, shoving Americans around. The power was going off. Weird stuff was happening. Lights weren't working. Garage doors weren't working. And NATO was running security, ordering the Air Force MPs around. Now, that's scary, isn't it, Frank Morales?
Yeah, I think that the fact that it's done at Colorado Springs, where NORTHCOM is situated, which is the command that's dealing with, so supposedly, quote, assisting law enforcement within the U.S., and to have some other forces come in and assist law enforcement in the U.S. is kind of interesting, isn't it?
It is. Let's go back to Myron in South Dakota. Let him finish up his fine points. You were mentioning that NATO was chartered by the U.N., which was chartered by the banks. Go ahead. Myron.
Yes, I wish to point out that the Korean War, for instance, was fought under the UN. Vietnam War was fought under CETO, a Southeast Treaty Organization, which was founded at the same time that NATO was. The Balkans were war was fought under NATO. And, you know, you want more information?
Well, Afghanistan's going under NATO now, too.
Right. The whole thing, in fact, Cheney admitted on Meet the Press that the whole point was that the beginning is that it will eventually be turned over to the United Nations. Iraq will be. And Colin Powell at the same time stated, yes, that was the original intent. There's another great website on the UN, the United Nations. It is getusout.org, which has a lot of good information on the United Nations.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Myron. Frank Morales, Frank Whalen. I mean, the left over in Europe is acting like the UN's the good cop against this whole war, but they're owned by the same military-industrial complex. So either way, the globalists own and take over your country. Comments, Frank Morales or Frank Whalen, to the control of the left and the right.
It's an absolute sham, Alex. There is no definitive difference between the political parties or the military entities out in this world today. You know, you're talking about this drill going on in Colorado. Remember the reports of a drill of an airplane crashing into a building on September 11th. How strange is that?
At 8:30 in the morning, the CIA, that's how they told NORAD, stand down, it's just a drill.
That's right. That's right.
Frank, comments to that?
These groups, the NATO and the various other acronyms, are dummy fronts. I mean, basically, and are used by the banks and the oligarchy and the others to the extent that they're useful. Now, obviously, some of the left sees, you know, elements within the UN, particularly, you know, some of the grassroots opposition within the UN, so to speak, as potentially allies in some sort of fight.
But that's now, just a steam valve.
Yeah, and that, all right, that might be okay. But the, you know, like, remember the bomb that just went off in at UN headquarters as soon as they set foot in Baghdad?
Yes.
I mean, you know, they'll keep them in order. So, I mean, I don't see that there's any real potential there. The power lies in the people. The power lies in the power of information, getting information out, and people organizing around their self-interest, around their rights, and around...
So the people thinking for themselves and not being programmed by anything in the system.
Exactly.
All right, we'll be right back with our final segment with Frank Morales. Take more calls and talk to Frank Whalen. I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888, or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, talking to Frank Whalen, the AMX, number one talk show there in that sector of Arkansas. I've been on the show many times. There's a lot of key info. We're going to talk about some subjects that we haven't gotten to yet. Making you all criminals, your child's a little bit overweight, they take them from you. A new law there, and a bunch of other key news from around the world. Got a few other calls we're going to get to here with Frank Morales, who got a little tied for second place with myself to get on our analysis of the Patriot Act. That's in the new Project Censored book. He really knows what he's talking about, a great expert on this subject. We're going to tell you how to get one of his new books, Police State America or Police State USA, here in just a few minutes, and how to contact him as well. Right now, let's go back to the calls, gentlemen. Let's talk to John. And John is calling us. Where are you calling us from, John? Well, that sounds... I'm sorry. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Chicago over the internet is how I usually get you.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Yeah, really quick. OPEC is only going to start accepting gold dinars for their oil transfers.
And the Russians are saying, this is official, yesterday... They're going to. They're considering only selling oil and only accepting euros, and
right.
The dollar is further plunging.
My question was, how long? They're saying around 2006, but before they start doing this. And my question would be, how do you think this would affect their plans?
The dollar plunged on that news. Bush has got Treasury Secretary Snow stomping around bad-mouthing the dollar. Mm-hmm. So the globalists want to bring America down, make the EU the model, then merge us. But let's get the take of Frank Morales and Frank Whalen. One of you guys want to take that question?
Sure, Alex. I totally agree with your assessment of that. I think that there is a push for this one world government, and I do think that the European Union, especially the way people have glommed onto it, I do think that is the model, and I do think the United Nations is going to be an integral part of getting us into that organization.
Okay, let's get a comment from Frank Morales. Frank?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's same comment. It's clear that the interests of sovereign U.S. is secondary to the interests of this kind of global one government sort of approach. That the European model would be, the European Union would be the model for.
Well,
that.
I mean, isn't and we'll go ahead and let that caller go because he's got a bad phone. Isn't the global parasite using the substance of America to empower its global reach, but out of this, America is going to be basically turned into a third world police state?
Yeah, because the transnationals and the others, they don't have any interest in America per se. I mean, they're only interested in their own power, their own, the bottom line. So, I mean, it's quite secondary to think in terms of American interests.
Wow, it's good to talk to folks who know what's going on. Let's talk to Larry in Colorado. Larry, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
El Paso County, that's the Colorado Springs area.
Yes, sir.
And in 97-98, we used to have about 980-some square miles of unzoned area where we didn't need regional building, we didn't have to have permits, and they crammed it all down our throats. And one of the things that people in other areas don't realize is that one of the questions I asked about regional building is that in 1900, Europe, if they would have had regional building, where would Anne Frank have hid?
Well, the whole point is that they federally have written the zoning laws. It's really serfdom or feudalism as a mode of control. Now, you're in and around the Colorado Springs area.
Yes.
They talked about troops on the private roads, NATO in control, shutting things down, weird electrical problems everywhere. That's in the paper. Aircraft having problems, red lights having problems. What have you heard or what did you see?
I've seen an awful lot of cops out, more than usual, and I've heard straight out from people about their garage remote controls and stuff like this. But so far, that's all I've heard.
So you haven't been in the town, because we had like three or four callers that they had NATO security people and others out at checkpoints away from the base searching cars.
I haven't run into that, but I have heard on certain roads that they see carloads of them sitting alongside the roads.
Carloads of troops?
Yeah, or of police and.
This was military police under NATO control.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm gonna actually go into town to check more of that out.
Well, they're gone. I mean, they're starting to break down now.
But we've been kind of worried about this for quite some time. Because back in 87 or 97, 98, and stuff like this, they were ordering. I monitored the county commission meetings for years, for about 2 years straight, and the sheriff's department was ordering, ungodly amounts of M16s, Glocks, and ammunition.
Well, got to keep control of the slaves. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Alex.
On the point, it sounds to me like there's some kind of electromagnetic pulse weaponry kind of scenario that's being implemented there, because the I know that a lot of the so-called counterterrorism work / suppression of dissent, they're field testing a lot of this electromagnetic pulse weaponry.
Well, I know the Boston Globe, and this is in my DARPA Engineering the Beast System article on Infowars.com, when I make the claim there's a hyperlink to the Boston Globe, DARPA came out, the same folks with the betting on dead servicemen and the surveillance blimps and Poindexter, all this garbage in the Matrix system. He comes out right before he left and he says, well, and by the way, they're going ahead and implementing this, they want to put up classified transmission towers that, quote, control the human mind and silence dissent. Now, when the Boston Globe has DARPA, the big research firm of the Defense Department, saying they're going to put up mind control towers, gentlemen, I mean, that's off the charts bizarre. Frank Morales and Frank Whalen, comments.
I think that, you know, in the Police State America book, I wrote a piece on the electromagnetic pulse weapon, which the Pentagon was field testing last summer. This is a handheld weapon that can heat skin from 200 yards away, and it's particularly utilized for crowd control.
Yeah, that's mounted on Humvees. ABC News reported on that.
Exactly, and we know about that. But what people are not aware of is that these weapons, according to the Joint Chiefs policy statement on non-lethal weapons, are determined to be rheostatic. In other words, they're tunable. Now, when you tune an electromagnetic pulse weapon down so that it doesn't necessarily heat skin, it interferes with the brain, which is an electronically mediated organ.
Well, I would add to that in my film Road to Tyranny, I have the catalog, Schomertech, big law enforcement catalog, biggest in the country, one of the oldest, and it says, by the supersonic nausea machine, our law enforcement officials have used this at many rallies to stop dissent and make speakers vomit, and it says it can make a whole crowd sick, and we bought one, turned it on, inside a TV studio without telling the people. They said, well, there's going to be a test. We're going to tell you what it is. And they all started getting sick, had to go to the bathroom. I mean, without even telling people, double-blind thing, they're vomiting.
Yeah.
And they're selling this, saying we use this to stop. I mean, I turned it on in the studio, and people didn't know, and they're just getting sick. Other guys did it live on TV. I mean, they're selling this $150 unit and bragging that they stopped political dissent.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as, you know, garage doors and so on, it sounds to me that the strategic uses for that weaponry, which are, you know, just another way to look at strategic would be to cover a wider area in terms of electromagnetic pulse weaponry, you know, that deals with whole areas, you'd start to see the kinds of, symptoms that you're seeing in that area. I mean, it sounds to me like there's some kind of war game scenario utilizing some of this weaponry.
All right, two more calls, and that's it for Frank Morales. Mike in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right, we'll go to that caller now. Is Mike in New York still there, guys?
Yes, hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, how you doing, Alex?
Fine.
About those the weapons you were talking about, the EMP weapons, I don't know if you've ever heard of Brezhnev. Back in 1975, major speech was given by him.
We have hundreds of patents for these. We've had Dr. Nick Begich on a bunch of times. I mean, this is public now.
These are Russians back in 1975, stating that they had a development of new kind of weapon.
Newsweek reported,
more terrible than anything the world has ever known.
Yeah, Newsweek reported that at Waco they used a, quote, white noise machine.
I mean, these things are supposedly supposed to create, like, UFOs in the atmosphere and, you know, anti-gravity machines, you know.
Now, I don't deal with stuff like that. I can't prove. I just deal with facts. And I know that Newsweek talked about how wonderful it was that German and Israeli troops helped Delta Force with Russians with a white noise machine. That's Newsweek and Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Frank Morales?
Yeah, no, the electromagnetic pulse weapon is something that has been in development, both in its sort of localized, against the crowds, or dissenters and so forth, as well as strategic uses. There have been some discussion of what is referred to as an E-bomb, which will short-circuit whole cities. My guess is that the kind of thing that you're seeing in Colorado Springs, falls within that category. Obviously, we need to get more information on it. But, we're dealing in the realm of facts here.
You could check out Thomas Bearden's website. You ever hear of Tom Bearden?
No.
Lieutenant Colonel in the U.S. Army, retired.
Does he get into UFOs and stuff?
Not really.
I don't touch that.
No, he doesn't. He actually tells you about these things. They're called Tesla howitzers. That's what they're called.
Well, I know there's a lot of secret and advanced weapons, but I can only deal with the stuff I can prove. It's already so bizarre. But thank you for the call.
You can
prove
it.
I really appreciate it, Mike. Who's that next caller there, Mark? Who should I go to next? Eddie in Ohio. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I was listening to this Colorado Springs this morning, and I plugged a couple of radio stations to let them know, and they all say they're not interested. But, of course, I plugged Infowars.com and you, and to me it just seems like most of these radio station people are told or
somehow they're bought and paid for, sir. The military-industrial complex owns Clear Channel. Let me put you on hold. I'll let you talk about it in the next segment with Frank Whalen. Frank Morales, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you. Good to be with you guys.
I want to get you back on in the future. The name of your book, websites, emails.
Police State America can be gone through Arm the Spirit in Montreal. If you go to Cryptome, CRYPTOME.org, and search Garden Plot, you can pick up the Garden Plot information.
And your email address.
And the email, frm@panix.com.
Frank Morales, you're a great American. God bless you. Thanks for coming on. We'll be right back.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number, 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
As a doctor, you're able to cure and heal your patients. Unfortunately, there's more than that to a successful medical practice. Confirming appointments, rescheduling missed visits, and sending reminders is inconvenient and time-consuming. A team of receptionists is a costly solution. GTI Technologies has an efficient and manageable answer. Let GTI's appointment verification system be your communications link to your patients. Find out more at gtitelecom.com or call toll-free 1-877-518-5888. The money saved will transform your practice. Using personalized delivery, GTI's cutting-edge technology will confirm appointments, recall patients, reschedule visits, or deliver any message you like. Flexibility means your messages can be transferred at any time you choose by telephone, fax, or email. GTI can also tailor systems for any type of business. Call them at 1-877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888, or visit www.gtitelcom.com today and put their technology to work for you.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It has been an amazing 2 hours and 24 minutes so far. We got about 35 left. We got Frank Whalen on here, and I know he's, I mean, between him and Frank Morales and all these callers and all this incredible news, we're about to go back to Eddie and Fred and Tony and others that are patiently holding and cover a bunch. I'm just going to throw out about 20 news stories at Frank and get his comment on it. But Frank Whalen, the number one talk show host in your area on the AMX, there on the FM, in the Fayetteville, Arkansas, really fighting the New World Order toe-to-toe. We were talking today on your show this morning about the law they passed a few months ago that if a child is overweight, they will grade you, they will do physicals, on all the children, of course. That's just getting the school into your child's physical setup when they're the ones putting the Coke machines and the candy bar machines all over the schools and pushing the Ritalin and Prozac as if they care. Now there could be criminal charges, there could be CPS involved, there could be after-school camps. It's like the Houston Chronicle last year reporting that all over Texas now they're going to grade parents. If the children don't finish their homework, the parents will, quote, be arrested. That's the headline. Ways to get into our lives. We have the federal plans. The school is a way to criminalize everybody, turn the school into a prison, then make everything illegal with zero tolerance, tying the parents in and having them sign contracts to waive their rights to put their child in the camp. Bring us up to speed on this, Frank.
Well, you're absolutely correct, Alex. This is all part of the UN agenda from various outlets. You can see these things developing. Now, I had heard about this before school actually started here in Arkansas, but I waited until I had news stories to reference before I brought it up. Now, interestingly enough, very little mentioned here in our local press. Two stories that I saw, SunSentinel.com and the Chicago Tribune, and they're all talking about the state of Arkansas, House Bill 1583, Act 1220 of 2003. And what this does is it outlines this what has come to be called the FAT report card. What they're going to do starting this year is the Department of Education, the individual schools will be testing the children a body mass index test. Okay, all 447,000 kids attending school this year. And what this body mass index test is, it's an indicator of body fat based on their height, their weight, and then based on their age and their sex. Now, what they're going
to... And, of course, the parents need to be told that CPS is grabbing children nationwide for this, so this is a violation of the Fifth Amendment. This is a criminal investigation.
Absolutely.
And your child should not be forced to do that.
Well, it's interesting, too, because I've been encouraging parents to call their children's schools and say, my child will not be tested. Now, you know what I was told was that if you want to be exempt from this, and I have to go out and say this, Alex, that the educators and the school administrators are not for this. I've talked to hundreds of people in regards to
this. That makes them even worse. If they know it's bad and go along with it, it makes them twice as evil.
I agree. But
the mouth of Hades is twice as open for them.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's absolutely insidious.
So you talk to these cowards, and what do they say?
Well, I was told that the only way you can get an exemption from this is not because you're a parent and you disagree with it, but you need to get a religious exemption. You need to get your pastor, provided you are a member of a...
Well, they also have the conscientious objector deal for the shots, all of them. You don't have to do anything. This is all color of law trash.
Absolutely.
They are collecting data, the school counselors, all of them, to steal your children all over the country, folks.
You're absolutely right. The interesting thing is that this year they're testing. Then, as the bill says, next year they're going to test again, and they're going to make a comparison. If your child has not made progress in decreasing their body mass index, or if your child has flatlined, they are going to, and I have it right in front of me, it's Section 6 here, and this was approved in April, folks. It says, enforcing existing physical education requirements. So there's going to be an enforcement angle. Now, the consensus...
Well, I read what they said around the country and what the Department of Education federally wants.
Yes.
A child will then have to stay in, like, a work camp 2 hours after school, pick up trash. It's like they're a criminal,
mm-hmm.
go run laps, all this, instead of getting the filthy Coke machines and candy bar machines out.
It's very interesting. The consensus among my listeners is that the kids are going to be conditioned into fighting, trim, fighting weight in order for this... This reinstitution of the federal draft.
Well, that's another part of it. It's just control.
Yeah,
why are they involved with how much your child weighs? Why are they the parents? Why are they, while they push their filthy food, dripping with cheese, dripping with chocolate? I remember school, candy bar machines, Coke machines, and I was a few pounds overweight despite the fact I was playing football, and I said, my dad said, quit drinking Cokes and candy bars twice a day. I quit and lost like 20 pounds.
Yeah.
I've quit drinking soft drinks again, and I've lost 15 pounds.
It's unbelievable, Alex.
It's and then when your kid's bouncing off the walls like a pogo stick from all the sugar, they put them on Ritalin.
Absolutely. Let's drug them down into submission.
Stay there, Frank Whalen. Absolutely incredible broadcaster. We'll tell you how to tune into his show if you're in that area of Arkansas. We'll go to all these callers, and we're going to take three more calls. That's it. And then I'm going to just throw news articles at Frank Whalen and get his comments on it. Oh, it's going to be big.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambient, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into...
That's right, folks. Don't worry. It's documented. History shows that tyrants grow out of control and become delusional and their systems fall apart.
And it burns.
Evil's going to lose.
The ring of fire.
We're going to win this fight with God's help.
The ring of fire.
I guess we'll just take one more call here from Fred in Arizona, and then we're going to just cover news for the balance of the show with my good buddy Frank Whalen. Fred in Arizona, you're on the air with Alex Jones and Frank Whalen. Go ahead, sir.
This thing that's, are you still there? Okay.
Yes, right here, yeah.
Okay, fake cops stopped three drivers on I-10, shots are fired. These men were described in their mid-20s, heavy built, meaning, Kevlar vest, and speaking Spanish. In other words, these people were in police cars. Actually, this was a truck. With red lights flashing blue and the red lights.
Yes, it was probably Mexican troops.
That's correct. That's what I believe. But here's the problem. All three victims drove away. They refused to stop. They refused to obey orders.
Yeah, I know. And all the time, cops will be in black uniforms, no insignia, ordering you around. You don't even know if they're police.
Well, that's correct. Now, here's the one of the key things. Police suggested drivers ask for identification when they are pulled over. Can you believe that? That means that our local police are part of this. I wonder if it is part of this NATO exercise that
now,
are being used.
Now, say that again. Drivers what?
Okay, this is in the paper now. I'll send the article to you. Police suggested drivers ask for identification when they are pulled over.
Oh, that yeah, try that. Try that with the average cop. You'll get drug out and beat up pretty bad.
Well, let's hope you have your translator in the car with you so you can actually understand what they're saying in reply.
Well, yeah, but see, the
well,
point
so
is
many
that the
police
victim...
can't speak English now. I mean, I was out in L.A., and I thought I was in, like, Bangladesh or something.
Well, that's correct. They drove away. However, the cops, the bad cops, fake cops, you know, Mexican police or Mexican troops, did shoot out the tires on one of the guy's cars, but he still didn't stop. He kept on going two exits down, pulled off, and called the police. And the police told him, well, ask for identification.
Well, I know what would happen to me if somebody started shooting my tires out. They'd have a problem.
Well, yeah, you know, we all need to carry an AK-47 in our car, which is legal. And, you know, make sure that these kind of things don't happen.
Well, maybe in your state, but not in most. If it's a fully automatic, you got to have the stamp for it. But semi-auto, yeah, you can carry those in Texas.
Well, yeah, semi-autos only. I agree.
Still, the police find it, they flip out, even though it's the law, you can have it. Even though back when everybody had guns, they were a lot safer. They like living in urban cesspools where everybody's disarmed and criminals are feeding on us. Police like being killed by their own dirty system. And I don't like police being killed. But I know if some foreign troops were trying to pull me over, man, I'd jump over, roll out of that car, and they'd be dead, dead, dead.
That's what we need. Okay, sir, thank you.
But you probably go to prison because they go, well, they said they were police. Doesn't matter if they're foreigners trying to rob you. You worship anybody that says they're the police.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the most insidious aspect of this, Alex, is that they'll still get you for it, like you were talking about on my show today, with car accidents. Obviously, the word accident implies that it was non-intentional. People being prosecuted under Ashcroft's mandate to the fullest extent of the law.
Well, yeah, and when I mean, everybody's had wrecks. Everybody's done stupid stuff. I've fallen asleep and ran a truck off a highway and flipped it three times when I was 16, driving back from deer hunt in the middle of the night, when in the middle of a sleet storm, like an idiot. But the whole point is, accidents happen.
Yes.
You know, but now everything's being criminalized. Everything's being, and people are like, yeah, throw the book at them.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking to you. In fact, I don't know if you got my fax today, but I did fax you the tattletale cards where they're trying to enforce... cigarette butts, for example, being thrown out of cars.
We have that right here in Austin. Did you see smoke coming out of a car? Title immediately. Did you see an illegal firearm? Shows a picture of a revolver, which is totally legal, creating a perception that it's illegal.
That's right. It's all about drugging people down with these news stories. The mainstream media, let me tell you, Alex, except for independent people like yourself, there is no more investigative reporting. The media is controlled. Plain and simple fact. I've been in radio for 10 years, and until I found this station here, I have been fired from every radio station I've ever worked at for controversial statements. It's unbelievable.
Now, locally, they're acting real sneaky, though, about your tattletale cards. And
yes, they are, as a matter of fact. I knew about this in advance, and I mentioned this to you, so you knew about it. Someone had told me that they were making the cards, and they were instrumental in making it. So they knew about it. They contacted me, and I said, get me a copy of this. And he was not able to do so. Finally, a small story appeared in the mainstream media here. Obviously, it was spun as in, this is a great idea. This will cut down on littering. This will be healthier for everyone, because that's how they get you with the health angle. And ultimately, I sent someone down, one of my great listeners, we have quite a network going here, to get some of these cards. Now, he was given the runaround for 5 hours. They didn't even admit that they had them till finally he became such a pest, they said, here, go away. And they gave him about 10 of these things.
Well, let me tell you, yeah, those should be given out to specific people. Look, I mean, in my film, Road to Tyranny, I have the local news ad by the police that they run on cable where it goes, you can get as much as $200 for turning anybody in for drugs or guns, including your mommy and your daddy. But that's what they teach them in the class.
That's right.
And it's a little tattletale credit card with their name and number on it. You know, they enroll them in the program, and the kids just run around tattling. And then they have
that's
a class where they ask them, what does your mommy have? What's in the medicine cabinet? Does your mommy drink? Does
that's
your
right.
mommy ever leave you alone? We're talking like 7th graders, 8th graders.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, and folks, it's a giant federal business. The biggest part of the federal government now is this child grabbing. This is what you hear.
It's incredible.
We have a witness. We have a witness. She left her child for 1 hour 2 days ago. Let me in. You open the door. What? What? Sign here right now, or I'm taking you. You're going to jail. And there's a cop with the, you know, the with the lady. Okay, I'll sign. And you just
That's
signed
right.
your kids over. The cop grabs the child. No! Ah!
It's
bitch,
all intimidation.
We're good. And by the way, I don't have any guilt over this because every week I watch Judging Amy and have a mental illness interface with it where they simulate these crimes and I'm part of it and then I feel good about it. We simulate the crimes together with TV. That's my imaginary friend is the TV show. So no matter how inhuman and evil this is, I simulate it with the TV each week.
Reach on, Brother Alex. You're absolutely
Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely it does. This is how they do it. For example, the body mass index testing is we're doing it for the kids. So if you oppose it publicly, you're anti-child. You hate kids. You'll actively seek out to destroy kids, in fact, if you're against this.
Well,
now,
what we do on that subject is we go, you're five times more likely in government custody, whether CPS, foster parent, or government, period, five times more likely to be abused or killed.
Or lost in the system.
Oh, yeah, thousands in Florida.
That's right. It's creeping everywhere.
If we had the media these people had, we'd clean house overnight.
Oh, I'm with you, brother. Absolutely. It's insidious. Now, with the smoking ban, which was passed by our city council.
Which, by the way, is a UN mandate globally, publicly stated.
Absolutely. The mayor came on television, and I, you know, I rail against the UN. There's a UN free zone movement in town. The mayor came on television in the middle of that council, right before the vote, and said, anyone who says this is a civil liberties issue, the government's trying to take your rights away, that is a bogus argument. He said the UN connection is beyond comprehension. I mean, a number of statements obviously pointed at myself.
And by the way, all over our news, they admit the Supreme Court follows the orders and rulings of the UN.
That's right.
But you tell a cop on the street, hey, you know, the UN's involved in this. That's ridiculous. Get down on the ground. I heard that's a terror code word.
Troops
at this checkpoint's a violation of posse comitatus. The police are taught in these training drills. I have video of it. I have photos.
Mm-hmm.
I have articles. They're taught. Posse comitatus is a code word for killing police officers.
Yeah,
the
it's really
go,
too bad.
And really, you're just quoting them a federal law. I mean, that's mm-hmm. the brainwashing here.
Yes, the good cops are being phased out and put into place with the power-tripping, power-hungry, brainless,
well, usually,
drug-less children.
You know, some guy on roids who's a former gang member who
sure.
deals cocaine on the side. That's what they are here in Austin, you know, the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you say posse comitatus, they go, that's a terror code word.
It's all part of the mind control programming that we're seeing in our entertainment, in our media, and you know, in our legislation. The politicians, the accountability has been removed.
Legislation, that's a code word for terror.
Shoot first, worry about that big word later. That's
well, hey,
right.
Let me tell you, in their big, they sent out tens of thousands of this little memo mm-hmm. the FBI did. It's on my website. It's in the film. And you can call the phone number. We've called the phone number on air to the FBI. It says, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists.
That's right. It's amazing that we've got these incredible documents put in place by the founding fathers.
It's
who
the
knew.
Law. It's the big law. It's the government.
I know.
Let me tell you something. These people are anti-government.
Absolutely.
They're the anti-government extremists.
Well, they're inspiring terror by their own laws, by the USA Patriot Act. Those who cause people to feel terror, to inspire panic, that is the mainstream media. That is our elected representatives. These are the people.
The White House has been caught putting out fake terror alerts for, quote, hysteria.
Absolutely. Absolutely. To detract from the news of the money being devalued, of other legislation being passed. It's all about distraction. You probably remember the General Accounting Office, their report on the Pentagon selling bioterror equipment online. Now, that was distracted.
And there's also over $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon.
And the FBI...
Well, don't worry. If you talk about it, you're a terrorist.
The
We're
FBI...
going to arrest everybody.
The FBI is funding Hamas in the mid-90s. All these stories were circumvented by Roy getting his head chewed off by a tiger. They were circumvented by the Terminator running for governor.
And now the grizzly bears. Grizzlies didn't used to eat that many people because they were afraid of humans because they knew we had guns. Now
That's
they're
right.
eating people left and right. Black bears are eating people. They need to
incredible.
Shoot a few of them.
Yes. You're
I just committed
right.
terror. No, seriously, the UN says killing any animal, including a cockroach, is evil.
Well, it's all part of the conformity and yet the political correctness of it all. It's like, we want everyone to be the same, but we'll allow you to have these different beliefs. We'll
Bring
accept
me the
them
broom.
All.
Bring me the broom. We're going to sweep out the corruption, the connections to Enron.
You know, it's very interesting.
Connections to Enron, except for me, the top lieutenant, being the
He's
trouble.
A principal, that's right. Yeah, well, another thing not being reported in this Schwarzenegger debacle is, if I'm not mistaken, he has dual citizenship in the United States and in Austria.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
See, that's got to raise some flags right there.
Oh, no, let me stop you. I just so happen to have it here today, since you mention it. I mean, listen, you know, here it is. Here's all the articles. Washington Post. Let immigrants run. We're not quite ready to endorse Arnold Schwarzenegger for president, but it doesn't seem too early to endorse the idea the California governor-elect ought to be able to run for president if he wants to.
Yet,
unless the Constitution has changed, the country at large can never be asked to join Arnold. The nation's charter speeches that no person except a natural-born citizen shall be eligible for the office of president. And it goes on to say that Arnold needs to be our president. Okay, here's another one. Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Drop bar to presidency, some say. Effort afoot to let immigrants have a shot at Oval Office. Yeah, and Orrin Hatch.
Yes. The same guy that wants to blow up your computer if you listen to a song illegally.
Bring me the broom! Bring me the broom!
Well, the interesting thing about Hatch's proposal, if I'm not mistaken, he says that a person must be a U.S. citizen for 20 years. Now, Arnold, I believe, has reached his 20th year of U.S. citizenship as of this year.
Yeah, they want him for 08.
I'm thinking
so. Can you imagine? Arnold, it's captured everyone, and then he'll be our wartime president for fighting Syria and Iran, North Korea, and I'm going to terminate you, ha, ha, ha.
Well, that would be the best thing for them, because now Arnold can well,
look, it
take
is
some
scary
time off.
How the Simon Wiesenthal Center worships him, how nothing he does, running around in front of thousands, screaming, I hate black people, in.
Yeah.
That's all wonderful. And then you talk about, I believe in freedom. That's a secret anti-Semitism code word.
Hey, Mel Gibson hates Jews, too, I hear.
Well, I mean, that's my point. You can run around and say you love Hitler, you want to be a dictator, just a few years ago, and then that's good, but then you go, I believe in the Second Amendment. That's code word for hating black people. You know, it's all over the news. I mean, I've had the news ask me before, you're pro-gun, is that racism? And I go, excuse me, the first gun laws were against black people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, political correctness is just la-la land.
You're absolutely right. Three of the main dangers to the American way of life, political correctness, convenience, hence the microchip with the old, well, just get your implant and then you won't get these checkpoints. You'll be able to breathe through the checkpoints like
Bring
an easy pass. And then, of course, security. The need for security, but I had, people need to know, hey, you know what? Your bars may be
security
gilded.
Doesn't make you safe. The bigger
That's
the war
right.
on terror gets, the more
You're
terror. But Frank,
in a prison cell.
Frank, let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
You know, did you see Arnold when he kept doing the speech going, bring me the broom, bring me the broom?
No, I did hear
Okay,
about
well,
it,
I was out in California. It was on TV all the time.
Yeah.
He kept doing that bit. You know why? Because it was about to be midnight, and his wife had to fly off on the broom. See, so, bring me the broom.
Well, it's so interesting, that whole Kennedy connection. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you think there's suddenly all these editorials by Democrats about how wonderful a president he'll make, and Limbaugh and Hannity love him, too?
It's simply because they are, as I said, the lukewarm fence sitters, and they know that he won, and they're trying to glom on. They're trying to say, hey, I'm in your camp. I'm on your side, Arnold. Don't shoot me.
But listen to this. More than 12 million Americans were born elsewhere. They vote, pay taxes, serve on juries, and die in combat. Several hundred Medal of Honor winners, recipients were born others. The point is, you can't have a foreigner because they could be a spy.
That's right. It will be very interesting to see, Alex, about the some of that suspect legislation that Gray Davis signed through as quickly as humanly possible to see if Arnold actually does some repealing.
No, he
of those
said
things.
He's not going to. He's already said he's going to keep all of it.
See, that's,
you have any illegals, licenses, gun control, all of it.
Yeah, why not? Come on.
And Arnold and Arnold will get praise. Limbaugh will say that's conservatism. Serve up the abortion. Serve up the gun control, and I'll be called a communist. That communist is for guns.
The sad thing is that the majority
he doesn't
of
love
people...
Hitler. He's anti-Semitic.
Yeah. The sad thing is that a lot of us have come to take these things for granted. You obviously have not. Your listeners haven't. My listeners have not. But the other people out there, they're happy with their Monday Night Football and their takeout pizza. They're happy with their reality television.
I think Arnold might be right, President, to run our concentration camps. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution, another article.
Movie.
What?
Huh?
And I'm all fired up now.
State, yes, you are.
State to link up private data. Social Security numbers, driver's license, fingerprints will be part of a crime database. And now Georgia says they're signing on to the Matrix system. What a nice name they picked, Frank. Mm.
It's the same thing with the symbology that's out there. It's all hidden in plain sight because they are insulting people's intelligence because they think that we can't see what's going on.
I agree. Here's another one. This is a really important article. Top Taliban leader freed by U.S. say his relatives, London Telegraph. Rumors swirled around the Afghan capital last night that the most senior Taliban leader in American custody has been freed. Well, yeah. Mullah Waqil Abdul Wakalali, the former minister in the ousted regime, was said to have been released from Bagram Air Base, U.S. military headquarters, 2 days ago and 18 months in detention. He's the guy that stayed and warned the U.S., only one they grabbed. They flew the rest out on C-130s and helicopters. That's now admitted. Comments to that?
Yeah, it's very interesting, Alex, because if you read that story, it does say that there was no comment from the U.S. officials there in Afghanistan. Now, the next day, a story came out in which the U.S. envoy and Karzai came out, and Karzai said, "This is absolutely not true, isn't it?" And he turned to the other guy, and the other guy says, "Yes." So, again, no comment from U.S. officials on that repealed story.
Relatives claimed he'd gone home to Kandahar in the south of Afghanistan, but confusion surrounded the reports. Colonel Rodney Davis, U.S. military spokesman, would not confirm any release and referred journalists to the Afghan authorities, a comment suggesting that Mullah Matkwakali was no longer to be in American custody. But a spokesman for the Afghan Foreign Ministry said he was not aware of Mullah being sent home. I got a few other articles I'm going to throw at you, Frank, okay? Frank, I think you might be supporting Al-Qaeda because you're pro-Second Amendment. I think the conservative thing to do is hand in her firearms. I like Rush Limbaugh. I like communism.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7090 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, final segment, folks. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, on your AM and FM dial, simulcasting at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or on Global Shortwave at 5.085 and 6890, and during the day at 12.172 and 9320. We're talking to Frank Whalen. And, Frank, what's the website for your fine station one more time?
It's www.1049x.com, and I can be reached by email there. I'd prefer to be contacted in that fashion anyway. It's not much of a website, unfortunately. Small
station. Oh, you got a great show, the number one show in the area.
Hey, thanks.
Bars?
Well, you know, people have an inherent need to know the truth, and your show provides that. All of your
and
materials.
The truth is I'm going to clean up things in California. To get your guns. All right.
I want to see the InfoWars brooms. When are you going to have those available?
Bring
on the
in the broom. No, I'll quit doing that. It was so funny when I saw him do it over and over again.
I love it.
But getting back to, it's like somebody flipped a light switch now. Oh, they got to go into Syria.
Syria's Iran, evil. And Russia, Israel. You're seeing a bunch of connections there, and we're inevitably going to be dragged in any way you look at it, no matter who starts it, no matter.
Well, it's already starting.
Absolutely.
And now, you know, suddenly, they say a month ago, Israel says, we're going to kill Arafat publicly, and suddenly he's all held up. Now they say stomach cancer. They don't know. Yeah. What do you think's going on?
Well, there are some reports that that he actually is dead. Now, I don't know. I haven't heard that confirmed in the mainstream.
Yeah, the French were saying that.
Yes. So if that's the case, I think you're going to find out that it's going to be blamed on Israel, even if it's the Mossad or it's not.
And there goes the powder keg.
Absolutely, because if you look at it, Arafat is the underdog in the Middle East. Everyone feels sorry for him. No one really cared too much. They hooted and hollered when Syria got attacked. But if Arafat gets killed, he's a public face of an entity fighting against the Israelis. If he is killed off, you're going to see the beginning of the end.
Absolutely. Here's another one. This is out of Canada. Bars tap high-tech technology to track troublemakers. Bar patrons in Vancouver will soon have to swipe their driver's license and have their photographs taken every time they enter a club or bar that is a Bar Watch member. Within the next 6 months, about 35 bars and clubs in Vancouver will likely be conducting and contacting a network that will be able to red flag troublemaker patrons. Same thing's going on in England. They are DNA testing you. They want to do that here.
Yes.
And they are making you a thumb scan to get your driver's license, then to get school lunches, then to get the grocery store. This is the control grid, isn't it?
You're absolutely correct. And Walmart is pioneering it with their endorsement of the RFID. They said, we want all of our vendors have this technology in place by 2005 or we will not sell your products.
Folks. Put it in your face. Total enslavement worse than 1984. Frank Whalen, thank you for coming on the show for 2 hours.
Alex, it's been a distinct pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Take care. We are out of time. They are bringing the broom, sweeping us out of here. Mark, around the show right now, is saying, bring me the broom, bring me the broom. All right, I'll stop it. You had to see it. It's funny if you saw it. We've got to go now. Don't get the videos. Lay down to me. Ha, ha, ha. I am Archetypal Arnold. Meant to manipulate you. You must submit. No, we won't submit to you and the rest of your trash, Mr. Homo Porno. Okay, Mr. Gun Grab Abortion on a Platter. We will not go along with the New World Order and the neocon whores. We will stand up to the New World Order. If you want to fight them, you want to strike a blow for freedom, get my videos, make 10 copies, get them out to opinion makers, take your towns and cities back. We're doing it. We're on the march. We're going to crush the New World Order. We're for real. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get the new book, Order Out of Chaos. Get 911, The Road to Tyranny. They're all powerful films, all powerful books. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that number. Operators are there right now, and we need your support. 1-888-253-3139. This thing can be stopped. It will be stopped. We're not going to stop. You understand that? Get involved in the fight, be part of history, and crush the New World Order. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick.